Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, and we're up to parak Dal in Mishnah Ches. Hu haya omer, al tidan yichidi, a person should not judge all alone. He shouldn't be, the bartender points out, af pishe yachad mumcha yachad ladin, even though the halacha is that yachad mumcha is allowed to be a dayan yichidi, mi darkei hachasidus hu shafilu mumcha lo yehidan yichidi. It's a darkei hachasidus that even an expert should not judge alone. V'dafka kishalo kiblu balei adin aleim l'dayan, av kiblu balei adin. Bartender points out, but if the Bali didn't say, we want you to judge us alone, we are mekabel your judgment, then it's not even midarkei chasidus to stay away from such things. But the reason you shouldn't be quick to judge alone is because there's only the echad is able to judge alone, only Hashem is able to do that. And when you judge together with other judges, don't tell the others that you have to accept my opinion, because they're allowed to say to you that they have an opinion, and their opinion matters as much as your opinion. Mishnah test. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Kol HaMekayim HaSeh Torah Me'oni. Anyone who is Mekayim the Torah in a state of poverty, Sofa L'Kayim HaMe'oshar, will one day be able to be Mekayim the Torah in a state of wealth. The Bartender points out, Shudachuk L'Mezonos M'spatim L'Melachto K'dei L'Asuk B'Torah. Being Mekayim the Torah Me'oni means that even though you're not doing well in business, things aren't coming easily, you still take off time from work in order to be able to learn Torah. So such a person eventually will be able to learn Torah with wealth. Anyone who in a state of wealth is mevatel Torah, sofa levatel me'oni, will ultimately be mevatel Torah when he's in a state of poverty. And that's what the Bartender says, why some vatal Torah me'osher? Mach masrof hamamon tzarich litol nibo pam lekan ve'in lo panai lasuk b'Torah. He convinces himself he has no time to learn Torah because he's got to look after all of his assets and he has to take care of all of them, and he ends up being mevatal Torah. To review what we learned today in Mishnah Ches, we said that Rabbi Yishmael discourage people from judging alone because only Hashem really judges alone, and none of the judges try to convince the others to accept his opinion. Mishnah Tess, Rabbi Yonasan said that anyone who fulfills the Torah when they are in a state of poverty will one day have the zchus of doing so in a state of wealth, and anyone who is mevatel Torah in a state of wealth will one day have the opposite of zchus in doing so in a state of poverty. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Parak Daled, Mishnah Yud.